Hello, everyone.
Sorry, Cliff.
I hear bells ringing. Welcome, everyone, today. I wanted to first thank everyone for coming out today on Father's Day, and I wish all the fathers here a very happy Father's Day, that they get all the attention they deserve. We have a few announcements today. The youth group wishes everyone a happy Father's Day. Youth group will be meeting next week, June 26th at 6 p.m. They're having ice cream desserts, and youths grades 6 to 12 are welcome to join. Vacation Bible School is planned for July 18th to the 22nd. If you're interested in helping, please talk to BJ. Please sign the caring books and wish cards that you have in your pews there. Some buzzer alarms have been installed on these back doors here, so if you open those doors, there'll be a big alarm. Don't be too alarmed, but don't open the doors. I'd like to welcome our guest minister today. Her name is Betty Angelini. Reverend Angelini is the executive director of Crestfield Camp and Conference Center, the outdoor ministry site of the Pittsburgh Presbytery. Before being called to this position, Betty was a nurse for over 25 years, specializing in pediatric allergy and asthma. Betty and her husband Dave, who is recently retired, now live in Slippery Rock across the street from Crestfield and have two grown sons. Are there any other announcements to be made today? Yes.
There is a sign-up sheet on the back table for VBS. Any help will be greatly appreciated. We're running short of time.
Okay. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our first hymn of praise is "To God Be the Glory," number 66.
Thank you.
My friends, if we think that we have not sinned, oh boy, we're only fooling ourselves. So come now, In unison, let us confess our sins to our Lord. God of grace, love, and communion, we confess that we have failed to love you with all of our heart, our soul, and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We ignore your commandments, stray from your way, and follow other gods. Have mercy on us. Forgive our sin and raise us to new life, that we may serve you faithfully and give honor to your holy name. Just as there is power in confessing together, let us confess privately to God. Amen. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins.
We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ. Been given great creeds and confessions by our fathers. Let us confess together the Apostles' Creed. It's on the screen or in the back of the hymn book. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As Christians, we are the body of Christ, and so let us welcome each other to worship this morning by greeting each other in the name of Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Love it when the church is alive and you're greeting each other, and how wonderful that is. We prayed for a joyful noise, and these lovely ladies and this wonderful gentleman have such a gift to offer.
Oh,
The responsive reading is number 654. It's found in your hymnals. Let us responsively read together excerpts from the New Testament that talk about new birth through Christ Jesus. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council.
He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him."
In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again."
"How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born."
Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit.
You should not be surprised at my sayings. You must be born again.
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Therefore, anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
Thanks be to God for this, his holy word. Now is our time as a community to come into prayer together. But I am not really a part of your community, so I need to know how we should pray. So if you have specific joys or specific concerns that we need to lift up, please take this time to do that so we can pray for them. Yes?
First for me, I have a bunch of things that my heart is taking off, so I'm having trouble with adult pain. My heart testing back when I'm going for the results.
First, they come out of the hospital. And you are Kathy. Here. Prayers for Kathy's health and test results. Anyone else? Yes?
Hi. My friends Patty and Alex need prayers.
Okay, we'll pray for Patty and Alex. Yes?
My good friend Joanne needs a prayer.
Okay, we'll pray for Joanne. We lift Patty and Alex and Joanne up to the Lord already. Yes.
Continue prayers for life Robin should recover from that surgery.
Okay. Let us pray for Robin and for Leonard too.
Mm-hmm. Continued yes? prayers for Ernie McFadden.
Okay. We pray for Ernie.
Pray for BJ. She's going in for her other cataract surgery this Tuesday.
Are you BJ?
Yes.
We lift you up, BJ. And the physicians, too. Yes?
Our little 4-year-old girl, Megan, was hit by a driver.
Oh, my. We lift Megan and her family up at this time. May God bless her. Anyone else? God hears our prayers even before we know what they are. Even if we are groaning, God hears them. But let us come together in prayer. Almighty God, majestic Lord, in Jesus Christ you taught us to pray and to offer our petitions to you in his name. Guide us by your Holy Spirit that our prayers for others may serve you, your will, and show your steadfast love. God, our Creator, we pray for the world. You made all things in your wisdom and in your love. You save us. We pray for the whole creation. Overthrow evil powers. Right what is wrong. Feed and satisfy those who thirst for justice, so that all your children may freely enjoy the earth you have made and joyfully sing your praises. Heavenly Father, we pray for the sick. We pray for Kathy and Robin. We pray for Ernie and BJ, for Megan, for Patty and Alex and Joanne. Merciful God, you bear the pain of the world. You look with compassion on those who are sick. You cheer them by your word, and you bring healing as a sign of your grace. Lord, please keep those named and all those also unnamed in your loving arms. And just heal them, Lord. Heavenly Father, let us pray for those who sorrow. Merciful God, stand with those who sorrow, that they may be sure that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come shall separate them from your love. Holy One, we give thanks for your faithfulness and evidence of your abundance in our lives, for the joyful noise here, for the community at Glenshaw Valley, for the opportunity to go out and serve you in this world. Mighty God, whose word we trust, whose spirit enables us to pray, accept our gratitude and our requests, and further those that will bring about your purpose for the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who rules over all, and taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord has blessed us with many, many, many things. Now is the time not to give the leftovers, but to give the first fruits to God who has blessed us so much. Okay, let's try this again. God has given us many blessings. Now is the time to offer back those blessings, not those that we just, the last thing we have in our pocket, but the first fruits of our lives. Let us give, and let us give joyfully. Thank you.
hold me when I had a nightmare. You could read quite a story in the calluses and lines. Years of work and worry had left their work behind. I remember Daddy's hands, how they held my mama tight and petted my back for something done right. These are things that I've forgotten that I loved about the man, but I'll always remember the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I've done wrong. Daddy's hands were always gentle, but I've come to understand. Just to keep us all fed. If I could do things over, I'd live my life again and never take for granted the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I've done wrong. Daddy's hands were always gentle, but I've come to understand. There was always love in Daddy's hands. Soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I've done wrong. Daddy's hands were always gentle, but I've come to understand. There was always love.
Precious Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Psalm 8. It's right up there. Please listen and hear the word of the Lord. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Those whose glory above the heavens is chanted by the mouth of babes and infants, thou hast founded a bulwark because of thy foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at the heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him little less than God, and dost crown him with glory and honor. Thou hast given him dominion over the works of the hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all of the earth. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you now and ask that you open our hearts and our minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as we have heard the scriptures read and your word proclaimed, that we may hear with joy what you say to us today. In your precious Son's name, amen. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Greetings to you, my friends, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, on behalf of Pittsburgh Presbytery and the Crestfield Ministry team and staff. It is such a pleasure to be with you this morning. Thank you to your pastor, Leonard, for inviting me to come and share God's word with you this morning. I am so glad to hear that Robin is doing well and that Leonard has a chance to be with her. Whether you know it or not, Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church has a special place in my heart. This is the worshiping home of my dear friend June White. And yes, and this is the Pittsburgh worshiping home of her son John. John, who I call Man, Man and I worked together 37 years ago at Crestfield. June and Man and I have been friends for such a long time. It seems like a lifetime, and I am so deeply grateful to have experienced that. This is also a church that's very close to my former neighbors, and so the Ramondis are here with me this morning, and I give thanks with that too. You know, I am called and blessed to be the executive director at Crestfield Camp and Conference Center. For those of you who don't know, Crestfield is Pittsburgh Presbytery's outdoor ministry site, just about 45 minutes north in Slippery Rock. It is 226 acres of God's beautiful creation that each of us, as members of a church in Pittsburgh Presbytery, owns. Crestfield is your camp and conference center. As the executive director, I have a wonderful calling. I get to proclaim the wonders of our Lord, who is so majestic. I get the opportunity to work side by side with youth of all ages, not only in the summer, but also during the school year. And I get to experience God's wonderful creation as my office. Can you imagine having 226 acres of trees and animals and wildflowers and wildlife with a creek running through it as your office? It is a wonderful blessing. And that is what I want to speak to you about this morning. How majestic and sovereign our Lord God really is. How children and youth have so much to share with us who are young at heart. And how wonderful God's creation is, and how each of us has a responsibility to care for all of God's creation. Psalm 8 is a wonderful text that will help us understand and imagine these ideas. Psalm 8 is really the first hymn in the Psalter, the book of Psalms. In the first hymn to sing of God's praises, Psalm 1 and 2 are introductory psalms, telling us of what is to follow. Psalm 3 through 7 are laments, psalms that cry out to God, calling out to God for mercy and protection from foe and distress and trouble. But Psalm 8 is a song of praise, rejoicing in God's majestic name, praising God for placing God's glory in the heavens and using God's fingers and hands to form the earth and the heavens and all that inhabits the earth. Right from the very beginning, Psalm 8 starts out by proclaiming, "How majestic is your name, our Lord, in all the earth." Right from the very start of your day, as soon as you wake up, do you start your day off by proclaiming, "Lord, my Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth?" If you don't, try it. I try to do this, to acknowledge that God is Lord from the beginning of the day, before I even put my glasses on, and I am as blind as a bat without them. I don't always succeed, but when I do, proclaiming our triune God as Lord and ruler and in charge of my world and my life really sets a great tone for the rest of the day. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. After proclaiming how wonderful our God is, the psalm moves on to instruct us how infants and children are to be modeled after. In verse 2, we learn how from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praises. You have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. Children and youth can do powerful things. Children and youth can demonstrate powerful faith. We who are older can actually learn from the youth of our church. I was blessed to lead a portion of a family retreat that was held at Crestfield. I had 45 minutes to share about how we can mutually encourage each other in our faith. The group was both teenagers and adults. Part of the time, the large group was divided into small groups of four. Each group was to spend time individually and silently in the Word, the Scriptures. Then they were to come together in their small group and share their reflections on the passage with each other. Finally, when the group was done, they were to close by praying out loud for each other. Praying out loud can be difficult for some. It requires taking a risk and stepping out of your comfort zone and being in community, koinonia, with each other. One group of three adults and one teenager was particularly hesitant to participate in this activity. It was the youth that stepped forward and encouraged the others in the group to try the activity. She said to the other three adults, "I know that this is scary, but when we're at camp, we pray every evening in our small group at night for our devotions. Just try it. Try it once and it gets easier." And everyone prayed out loud. We can learn from children and youth to step out and trust and praise God without doubts or reservations. At the end of each week of summer camp, together we have station vespers. This is an experiential worship service during which the campers rotate to different stations while remaining in their family groups that they have been together in community with all week. Each station supports a lesson from the week in a visual or touching or hearing or smelling experience. At the completion of the rotation, the family groups, we all come back together in the outdoor chapel, and as an entire camp, we celebrate communion together. It really is one of the best times of the week for me. One year, one of the stations was a foot washing station. The purpose of the station was to promote the concept of servant leadership. Because this can be a truly humbling experience, one counselor would wash the feet of a few campers who were willing. The remainder of the group would observe the foot washing while another counselor told the story where Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. The last week of camp, this experience was an extremely powerful lesson. After the counselor who'd done the foot washing finished this humbling task, a younger camper came forward and said, "Holly," that was the counselor's name, Holly, I need to be a servant to you. I need to wash your feet. Please sit down, Holly. Sit down in this chair and let me wash your feet, because you took such wonderful care of us as the lifeguard at the pool this week. The child then proceeded to wash the counselor's feet. This, my friends, is truly an example of learning from a child, of stepping out of our comfort zone, of having a faith. This was such a wonderful time, how we can learn from children and youth to step out and trust and praise God without doubt or reservation. I encourage you to learn from the children and the youth of your congregation and community and have a faith without reservation. And I see that there are some children here this morning. I encourage the youth to keep teaching us all of these things about how to love our God, whose name is majestic in all of the earth. Psalm 8 conveys to us how our Lord is really that, our Lord. And Psalm 8 tells us how we can learn from infants, children, and youth. But what Psalm 8 tells us most beautifully is that God's creation is wonderful, sacred space, and that humanity is made in the image of the Holy Mystery. The triune God is the God of creation. Working with Jesus the Word and the Holy Spirit who brought water out of chaos, God the Father created the fullness of the earth and the heavens and time. God created the stars and the sky and the plants and the animals. God created all of this and declared that it was good. God created male and female in relationship and community and declared that this was very good. The sacred space of God's natural creation, particularly for me at Crestfield, provides us the opportunity to experience God through the beauty of creation. It is through experiencing God's creation that we can know of God and draw closer to God. It is by experiencing the light of the morning sunshine breaking through the darkness of night that we have a general revelation of God. It is by hearing, feeling, seeing the water flow over a rock in a creek that we can sense the presence of God. It is by seeing the deer run through the field that we feel that God is with us. It is by watching the sunset with all of the colors of the rainbow unfolding that we can have that aha moment that God is present with us and is a personal God for us in all of God's goodness. John Calvin is certainly right when he writes in the Institutes that the Lord rendered many things attractive to us. It is through this rendering that we can know God and feel God's presence with us. No matter what season one experiences the beauty of creation, one is reminded that God didn't create the earth and all its beauty and sit back and watch. God is continually involved in the goodness of creation by sustaining and renewing that creation. The death of winter is followed by the regeneration and the recreation of springtime. The leaves on the ground in the fall and the winter are replaced with new leaves on the trees and flowers coming forth from the ground in the spring and the summer. This recreation happens to all of God's creation. Through Christ, humanity is recreated and made new. By observing the recreation of nature from season to season, God helps us to visualize and realize our own recreation through Christ. Through the regeneration of creation, we can be assured, my friends, that God is present with us every day. Through the renewal of recreation, we can be assured of the presence of the Holy Spirit, uniting us with Christ so that we may live in new relationship with God. As we read in the responsive reading on new birth, just a few short minutes ago, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And my friend June, I say, Alleluia. Alleluia and amen. Psalm 8 reminds us that God has given us dominion over all the earth, making us ruler over the works of God's hands and putting everything under humanity's feet. This is an awesome responsibility for each one of us, one that as Christians we cannot take lightly at all, one that each of us must actively participate in so that God's creation is honored. In this time of ecological crisis, each one of us needs to care for what God has given to us and entrusted to us. There are specific ways that we can work to sustain God's creation. This includes using low-energy light bulbs, recycling paper and plastic, using less heat or air conditioning, turning out lights when not in the room, and washing clothes in cold water rather than hot. Certainly, all of these are an excellent start in modeling appropriate dominion over all the earth. Yet, my friends, we must not stop there. These verses also mean that we are responsible to care for those who are in need or are oppressed. This calls us to be active in the mission field of our community, our nation, and our world. Not only must we be just aware of social injustices like educational and health care discrimination, we must also work toward ending those injustices. I ask you, please consider how you can be involved in Glenshaw Valley's community outreach to children and families. Vacation Bible School. Oh, mate, you have a list, BJ, of people wanting to help with that outreach and to care for others. How can you share the good news of the gospel to this community right here? Just as Psalm 8 starts out by declaring how majestic is the name of the Lord, so it ends with the same words, coming full circle. As our time together comes full circle and comes to an end, let me finish as I started, declaring, how majestic and sovereign is our Lord God. How children and youth have so much to share with us that are young at heart. How wonderful God's creation is, and how each of us must actively participate in caring for all of God's creation. How majestic and sovereign our Lord God is. To God and God alone be the glory. Amen and alleluia. We will now sing together as the family of God, the song, The Family of God, and it's number 282. Community of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia and amen.